The World This Week. Business.
Britain's headline rate of annual inflation fell sharply in April to 8.7%. But the fall was less than expected, given that last April's rise in energy prices dropped out of the annual comparison. The core rate of inflation, stripping out energy and food, rose again to 6.8%. Food prices were up by 19.1%. The yield on British government bonds jumped as markets bet that interest rates would increase further. Earlier, Andrew Bailey, the governor of the Bank of England, admitted that there are big lessons to learn from the failure of the bank's economic models to predict the persistence of high inflation. An updated estimate of Germany's GDP in the first quarter showed the economy shrinking by 0.3% over the previous 3 months. That means that Germany is technically in a recession, as the economy contracted by 0.5% in the fourth quarter of 2022. The European Union slapped a €1.2 billion, that's $1.3 billion, fine on Meta, the owner of Facebook, for breaching rules on the transfer of personal data from the EU to America. It is the biggest penalty imposed by the EU on a company for privacy violations. The decision gives Meta 6 months to stop processing data in America that it holds on EU citizens. Meta described the actions as unjustified and said it would appeal against the fine. China banned memory chips made by Micron, an American company, from being used in the country's infrastructure development, a tit-for-tat move in response to America's prohibition on Chinese technology. China claimed Micron's chips posed significant security risks. America has reportedly asked South Korea to dissuade Samsung and SK Hynix, which make similar chips to Micron, from filling the gap in the Chinese market that will be left by Micron's absence. TikTok filed a lawsuit against Montana for its decision to ban the social media app, the first statewide prohibition of TikTok in America. The Chinese firm argues that the ban is unconstitutional and that Montana's claim that TikTok shares data with the Chinese government is based on unfounded speculation. Apple announced an agreement in which Broadcom, a big American maker of semiconductors, will supply 5G components for the iPhone. Sensitive to claims that it relies on China for the assembly of its devices, Tim Cook, Apple's chief executive, said that all of Apple's products depend on technology engineered and built here in the United States. China overtook Japan as the world's biggest exporter of cars in the first quarter, mostly because of its expanding production of electric vehicles. China exported more than 1 million vehicles in total during the 3 months, compared with Japan's 950,000.